Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. That's the name of this program. I'm Nicholas, and we're in Psalm 81. Let's see, I forgot to mark my place here, but it's not a very long psalm, so perhaps we'll just jump to the beginning and to the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp, and the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, and our solemn feast day. For this, a statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob, this he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands, of course, now this would be the Creator, or the God of Israel speaking, I removed his shoulder, and of course his shoulder would be the children of Israel in bondage. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou will hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange god. I, the Lord thy God, I Yahuwah thy God, of course in that instance by name, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. And yes, I did read that whole thing, didn't I? Again. And I left off on the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto me, but their time should have endured forever. So we did finish that one. Let's move on to Psalm 82. A psalm of Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High, but you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. And, the Messiah, when he walked, we have it there recorded in the Gospels that he said, does not your word say that ye are gods? And of course, this is what he was, quoting here when he said, ye are gods. And of course, there we have it, the word Elohim. And speaking of which he said, the word here, I would believe in context would be judges, because the word is also translated for judges or magistrates. And in context, he's talking about how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? And we see the same thing going on in our land today, the parallels between the wickedness of Israel and their demise and America in its demise are very close, almost identical. We have, if you go to the legislature, those that write the laws and govern the land, or write the laws by which the land is governed and judged, and we even have so many crooked judges, they're all, anyway, those who pay them off. They get the laws written their way so that they can rob the people. Why do you think that you have, that all of you licensed drivers out there have mandatory insurance? Why do you think it is? And I think the statistic is that 8% of the fees paid for insurance to the insurance companies for mandatory insurance actually goes to coverage, you know, to cover damages or claims. I think it's something like 8%. And who gets the rest of that money? Will people get jobs and salaries and all of those things? You know, if people were self-governing and someone was damaged, they would go to the person, say, pay the damages, them being righteous, they would pay it. Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be in America. That's why we had a law system that was supposed to work that way. How long will you just judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? They accept the persons of the wicked, and that's only through payoffs. I have said, you are gods, Elohim, the word there, and all of you are the children of the Most High. And a lot of people would like to go with it. We are gods, so we are like God, as if it means more than actually is here. Yes, we are created in the image of God. We are the children of the Most High in that He created us. But who are really the children of God? But those that have been adopted into His family and those who by faith have accepted what His Messiah did by shedding His blood for them, whose sins are covered by that blood. We are truly His family then. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Psalm 83, verse 1. A song or psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. Thy hidden ones? Yes, talk about that hiding in plain sight. The kingdom of God cometh not by observation. That's what the Messiah said. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom, and the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarines, Gebal, Ammon, Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, Selah, do unto them as unto the Midianites, at Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeeb, yea, all their princes as Zebah and the Zalmunah, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. So persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, Yahuwah. What it says in the Textus Receptus there, that they may seek thy name, Yahuwah. And of course, in the Authorized King James Version, it says, O Lord, let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Yahuwah, and of course, it's spelled Jehovah by the Authorized King James Version translators. I wonder what they did in the 1611 King James. I'm going to go back there for a second. And yeah, it says Yahuwah. Of course, it has a V. The V we know was not pronounced with a V sound in 1611. So it would have been pronounced. They have I-E-H-O-V-A-H, And phonetically, that would have been pronounced E-I-A-H-O-W-A-H. Or Yahoo-wah. That's how you would have pronounced the E-I-E as E-A, as a Y sound. Interesting. It's a nice tool to have, the E-sword, so you can go look at the original 1611 and not the AV 1611. There's no such thing. I keep hearing that over and over. And then they read out of the authorized version, which, like I say, came... oh, about 180 to 90 years later, the authorized version from which we're reading today, because we have this great tool here where we can look at it. And I guess it was kind of hard for them, because if you look at verse 16 of Psalm 83, where they translated the 3068 as O Lord, and then you go down two verses to verse 18, and they translate the 3068 as Jehovah or Yahuwah, because it's hard to not translate the name when it's specifically referring to the name. So specifically, it says whose name alone is. And I guess in this instance, they felt a need, the 1611 translators, to write the phonetic name from the Greek, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. So there you have it. We have it, chapter 83, verse 18, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Yahuwah, art the Most High over all the earth. So let us, do we seek his name, Yahuwah? Well, I do, and that's why I'm here. Perhaps, you know, I'm not the only one, or perhaps I'm setting the trend for those that love him and seek him, so that his name, perhaps in 20 years or 50 years, it won't be a strange thing anymore, at least for those who seek him. I know it's a strange sounding thing now, because it sounded strange to me a couple years ago. But the more I look, the more I research, the more I use it, the more comfortable I feel with it. So hopefully, in 20, 40, 50 years from now, it won't be thought of as a strange thing to use the phonetic name of our Creator anymore, at least for His remnant. Psalm 84, verse 1, to the chief musician upon Gittith. And I forget what Gittith means. Gittith. The pronunciation there, a harp, upon harp, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, Yahuwah of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of Yahuwah. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, Yahuwah of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, whose passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Yahuwah, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For Yahuwah, God, is a sun and shield. Yahuwah giveth grace and glory. No good will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. Yahuwah of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Psalm 85. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. And I'm guessing that Korah would be the name of two Edomites or three Israelites, the sons of Korah. Just remember the Korah of the infamous, I should say, Korah from the wilderness experience, and how he led the children of Israel astray, and the earth opened up and ate him. I'm guessing this is a different Korah here. For the sons of Korah, Yahuwah, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. And Selah, of course, there, meaning they have a musical interlude, because all of these were to be set to music. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. I would love to see a revival, as they call it. And that's what the psalm here is expressing. There's a revival in Israel. You have been favorable to the land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. You brought them back. Because Israel, when they were during the time of judges and during the time of kings, their good king would arise or a judge would arise and turn the people around. Well, I don't see that the king of America or the president of America right now is going to turn this nation around. Or perhaps, because he is so evil, he could turn the people around. You never know how it's going to turn out. You never know. We could have a reprieve. We could have a resurge of righteousness. I see some glimmers of hope. I see people fleeing the public fool, the idolatry, the public school system. And I encourage people to go to Exodus Mandate. You know, just Google Exodus Mandate and you'll find the fleeing the public school system movement that's going on. I see a great hope in that. And especially if they turn back to the scripture, and especially if the parents are practicing righteousness. I mean, there is an act of obedience, fleeing the idolatrous public fool system that was set up with one purpose in mind, and that was to turn people away from God. I mean, that was the whole purpose of the enemy, to destroy America, to destroy, you know, the lamb-like principles that made this nation great. By the people that founded, just look into it, the founding of the public school system. Do a little research. But I see a great hope there. And as the government becomes so absurdly wicked in its leaders, and the school systems become so absurdly wicked that they're teaching the children to be homosexuals, they've turned it over utterly to these people, that people are getting out, good, bad, or ill, that people are getting out, but there's an act of obedience and perhaps a glimmer of hope. Maybe we can have a real revival. Maybe Yahuwah could be favorable to America and turn back his wrath from this land, that there might be a resurgence of righteousness, of children, of parents teaching their children righteousness, and them teaching their children righteousness, building a, because, you know, the fact is, I think that most homeschooled people will homeschool their children. Do it. That's what I say. Do it. You know, you're thinking about it. You know it's right. Trust in Yahuwah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. You don't need the money. You will make it. You know, learn how to save money. Saving money is more valuable than earning more of it. That's right. You know, you don't just look at the dollar amount and say that we're doing well because we're bringing in many people live on very little, 20, 30,000 a year, and they can make it too. And the mom can stay home and homeschool, or Perhaps you can get a few cottage industries going at home, where you don't have to be someone else's slave, and teach your children those same principles. The Heavenly Father, He rewards obedience. I find it to be true in my own life, and He rewards hard work. You don't have to be slaves, and you can homeschool be obedient. You know, Yahshua, the Messiah, said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things that you need will be added to you. That's what He was expressing in so many words. And I found that to be true. You don't have to compromise. Homeschool your children. Get out of the socialist security system and trust in Him. Find a way. Make it a goal, and He will reward you for it. Just start being obedient and allowing His Holy Spirit to work in your life. We'll be back in a few minutes.